I'm not great at multitasking so much as I'm great at
unitasking,
single tasking, and whatever my task is, I do it wholeheartedly. I lose all track of time, and I do it the most efficiently and most effective way I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like that with the support. I mean, I'm like that with the show, I think. So, but it's a different side of the brain, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
Yeah. But it was actually fun, even though it was irritating.
Yeah.
Irritating that we fucked up. Not, you know.
Yeah.
And also rewarding because everybody's so nice and nobody unsubscribed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we actually picked up a few over the weekend.
So. Right on, man.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's all good. It's all good. And the show, of course, as always, is brought to us in part by David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333. If for some reason you're listening on your web browser or whatever, email support at doll.com if you have a problem. And most people, their problem is solved by logging out and logging back into the app, or possibly you might need to delete the app, log out, delete the app, reinstall it, log back in. And worst case scenario, you need to go in and make some space on your phone, maybe delete your browser cache, a few things like that.
All of your photos. Stuff like that.
Well, stuff you don't need. There are some really good videos online that show you how to spring clean your Android phone or your iOS phone. So those are the things that worked, and everything else is groovy. And Brendan.
Yeah.
I want to hear about your weekend, but before I do, I want to read you our email of the day.
Okay.
Brought to us by Greg Helfer, Private Jewelers. Email michael@greghelfer.com, and not only will he help you, he will give you 15% off. One of the things that I saw in support. Here's I knew there was something else I wanted to tell you. So the people basically who go into our support, our ticket system, are myself, Mallory, and Donnie.
It's fun being part of that group.
Yeah.
Intimate.
And I kind of insisted that I do it all myself.
Yeah.
Over the weekend because I wanted to set up a protocol for handling it. Mm-hmm. But Mallory was checking in, and I saw you checked in maybe once.
Yeah.
Like a fake check-in.
Yeah.
And then when you saw all of the shitstorm that was happening, you decided to call in sick today.
Uh-huh. It got a cost a lot. Caught a little something. A bug.
This is why you never make it anywhere. Suck it up, man.
It's protocol. I was
whatever.
Just wow. Wasn't feeling well.
You are going to upload the show and stuff for us, uh-huh. right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's going to be great
from home.
Yeah.
You have an internet connection at home?
I've got a McDonald's nearby.
Okay.
Okay. But you're sick.
Yeah.
But you're sick.
Yeah. But I figure I could go in and get a sweet tea.
Sure, that might calm your stomach.
Yeah, it would be good.
I mean, I guess I'll take you at your word that you're sick, but boy, it's not a great day to be sick, bro. Because it's like if you go to the ticket system, it's a literal shitstorm.
Yeah,
yeah. And I
looked like Steve had it under control, though, Donnie. That's what you're feeling.
Everything was good by the time I got. Everything's good today. Everyone was so nice.
I uncovered a bunch of tickets that have just been sitting around for a couple months. That might not even be your fault. There might have been other people involved in that. But
Everything's great. All's well that ends well, as they say.
I contacted every single person that had an outstanding issue. Because I'm fucking nuts. But also, I'm very proud of what we do here.
I'm so proud, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for showing up today. You know what would really make you feel better?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Maybe not. It might be a little too rich. I was going to say some clam chowder from Oyster Bar, but it is only the New England style. So a creamy soup might not be the way to go if you actually really are sick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check Burrito Beach's website, see what they have. That might make me feel better.
Pick me up.
I think your sweet tea idea is the best.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Oyster Bar, 1962 North Halsted in the Shy, and Il Porcellino, 59 West Hubbard in Chicago. At Il Porcellino, we are working on putting together a Stever Sunday Spumoni. I love Spumoni, like a free Spumoni dessert. I don't think that's been finalized yet, but I bet if you go in there and you say that, maybe they'll help you out. And I know for sure if you go into Oyster Bar and mention the podcast, they will give you a free piece of coconut cake, which is really good. I mean, I think you got to buy something, you know, like buy dinner and stuff.
Right.
You can't just go in and get
it. I said Steve Dahl Show podcast. Look, where's my cake?
My car's running. Can you just give me the fucking cake?
Where's my cake? God damn it. All right. So I have a nice email for you.
Lovely.
Which I have a lot of paperwork here. I'm just going to give me one little second here. All right, here we go. It's titled, "How Good Was That Interview?" Question mark. I guess you got this too, right? Have you read this yet?
I did see
it. I don't really check my doll.com mail. Did you see this?
I did, and it was a wonderful way to start my Monday, start my week.
Okay. All right, yeah, because it goes to you too.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to read it then.
No, wait. Let's let everyone enjoy it. The good vibration. The good vibes.
I've been behind on the podcast, and over the weekend heard Brendan's interview with the character Atwater from Chicago PD. See, now this is a person that wasn't affected by the issue, so you just never know.
Yeah.
Since I don't watch that show, I expected it. Since I don't watch that show, I expected to not be interested in the interview, but I'll answer my own question. That interview was so good that I found it compelling, even though I had not watched the show or had any recognition of the actor. Sorry, I forgot his name.
LaRoyce Hawkins. So nice. The actors, thank you. Go on.
Maybe reread that
the
again.
End. The end.
No, there's more.
The actor's backstory of growing up in Harvey was interesting since I lived in Homewood, borders on Harvey, for many years. I know how challenging it can be to thrive and be successful in Harvey. Brendan's conversational interview style was excellent and added to my enjoyment. I listen to the radio show when I can, but obviously miss some things, so I'm glad when you add on radio bits to the podcast. The shows are better than ever. Nancy Valangian. Valangian.
Nancy.
Have you ever heard of Valangian?
Nancy, thank you. That gave me the warm fuzzies this morning reading that.
Okay.
Great right, way good. To start my week.
It's a very nice email. It's very complimentary.
Thank you, and I look forward to doing many more interviews.
I told you it was good, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you did. Thank you to Steve and Nancy.
No, you don't have to thank me.
No, I
don't normally.
Right, you don't.
I'm not Joe throw around the compliments.
Mm-hmm. Right, so. Yeah.
But
none
of us are, really.
No.
Are we?
No, we're just powering through to the
next
thing.
But it's incumbent upon you as the boss to try to keep morale up, which you never do.
Throw us a fucking bone, for Christ's sake.
What do you think Dottie's faking sick? Poor kid's suicidal.
Okay, I get it. You're right. I'll try to do it more often.
No, I just fucking around.
I know. But there's some truth to it. Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so tell me about your St. Patrick's Day weekend.
It was lovely. Oh man. And
did anything really like cool happen?
It
sounds like we're getting ready to do the hour by hour. So Friday,
check it out.
Friday I leave at about what? 6:45.
Yeah. No, 6:50, that's more like it.
I hit the down button on the elevator.
Right.
I waited probably about a minute. It seemed like a long time for the elevator to show up.
And guys,
then it took me right down to the lobby.
Had the elevator all to myself. Unreal.
It was the one all the way on the left. There are three possible elevators to take.
Love the burled wood paneling in there.
Stopped for some sashimi on the way home.
All right, so you went to the Chicago Parade. Oh, wait a minute. There's an email that I want to read to you.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.